Dr. Jerry T. Spalding, also known as the Mikado, was a serial killer who at one point confronted the question.
Dr. Jerry T. Spalding, a physician who worked at a hospital in a hub city slum, performed emergency surgery on the victims of urban violence. He gained a reputation as one of the few doctors who actually cared about the people he was helping.
Unfortunately for Hub City and its guardian, the question, the anguish caused by all the pain and suffering around him took its toll.
A lover of fine comedy, including Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera, The Mikado, Dr. Spalding decided to take the fight to the people who had caused all the pain.
Wearing a mask of Japanese design, he adopted the nom de guerre, The Mikado, and began a series of attacks on the people who were causing all the pain.
When he visited a possible victim, the Mikado chanted, "My object all is sublime, I shall achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime." Only when the mayor's wife, Mira Furman, called in the question, did he get involved.
By this time, the Hub City police had worked out the Mikado's pattern, and the question tracked him down.
During their conflict, Mikado injected the question with an opiate solution. Before he succumbed to the opiate, the question questioned Mikado and Spalding and their motives of perspectives and their actions.
Their conversation touched Dr. Spalding deeply, and he injected himself with a poison intended for the question. By the time the question had recovered from the Mikado's opiate injection, the Mikado had disappeared completely.
Mavis is the alias of two known criminals. Their team affiliations include the Nazis. The first Mavis served as a Nazi provocateur. Later, Mavis Trent, an unrelated criminal, was a museum archaeologist with a suspected crush on the married Hawkman.
The first Mavis was originally a slave of Baroness Paula Van Gunther. She seized control of Paula's Nazi spy operation after Van Gunther's reformation.
Cunning, deadly, and determined to take revenge on Paula and Wonder Woman, she stole the Amazon's invisible plane and used it for aerial sabotage, kidnapped Paula's daughter Goethe, and strapped Wonder Woman to a bomb before she was sent to Reformation Island, an Amazon penal colony. After she discovered a dagger that emitted metal-eating acid from its tip, Mavis broke her bonds and escaped Reformation Island.
Asserting control over Axis spy operations in the U.S., she established a covert headquarters at a main logging company. Wonder Woman discovered Mavis' location, but Mavis turned the tables and trapped Wonder Woman in her own magic lasso.
Her control over Wonder Woman was disrupted when she miscalculated and removed Wonder Woman's bracelets. The incident triggered a berserker rage in the Amazon, which resulted in demolition of the Nazi spy installation.
Mavis was flung through a window during this process, which was ended when Paula recaptured Wonder Woman with the magic lasso, ordering her to halt her destructive rampage and reforged her bracelets. The second Mavis, Mavis Trent, wasn't so much a super criminal, but merely looked upon as a nuisance.
She served as an archaeologist, a naturalist, and a diorama artist at the Midway City Museum, where Carter and Shira Hall worked. Unknown to Mavis, Hawkman and Hawkwoman were married to one another, and not merely just colleagues, which led her to flirt with Hawkman and provoke jealousy in Hawkwoman's case.
Neither wore wedding ring, as it was not the custom on their native, Thanagar. Shiera's earring served as an alternative. Later, she changed her hair red in an obvious attempt to get Carter's attention.
And one time, she discovered the Hawk's secret hideout within the museum. She found Hawkwoman's costume and decides to put it on, making her look remarkably like Hawkwoman. Even Hawkman was fooled. Unfortunately, during the incident known as the Shadow War, she was vaporized by the wingmen of Thanagar, who mistook her for Shiera Hole.